It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us by the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. It is Friday, which means I am joined in the studio by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Vell. Lydia, happy Friday and welcome back.
Yeah, happy Friday. It's great to be here.
It is an absolutely beautiful day out there. It really feels like we're going to the weekend on a good note.
It's so nice. It's kind of warm. You know, it's nice to have shorts on.
Yes.
Just enjoying it really is. You know, March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb, and hopefully it'll stay like a lamb.
Yeah, fingers crossed. One change that we're seeing in addition to the weather today, too, is the capacity limits that are now being eased a little bit by the state government. Governor Roy Cooper putting out that new executive order, and it's going to be going into effect in, less than half an hour. To start things off here, what are your thoughts on those new limits and just kind of the state continuing to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic, but rolling back some of those initial things that were put in place to stop the virus's spread?
Yeah, you know, Brighton, I was thinking about how the timing of when COVID started last March, and then it taken about a year until we kind of could see the light at the end of the tunnel, how much better that was than if it had started, say, in October, right?
Yeah.
Because you remember last summer we were able to, even though we had lockdown, we were able to at least go out and walk and be outside and things like that. So likewise, I think here a year later, when we see the governor starting to roll back the restrictions, that's largely because, you know, people are out and about and they can sit outside or they can, you know, be outside at these outside events, for example. And so it's, I don't know, it's just a happy time of year anyway, and then you throw on top of it the relaxation of the standards, and I think it's just really good.
Another weapon in that, too, that they've cited a lot is, of course, vaccine distribution that's been going on. That's something entirely different than where we were last year during the warm weather, is that some people are really protected against the virus, and Governor Cooper also announced, earlier this week, the full plan for all North Carolinians who are not yet eligible to become so in that first week of April. Pretty exciting times.
Oh gosh, it's like unbelievable almost. And you know, you kind of think back to when we went into the stay-at-home order. I can remember about a year ago, it was like, "Phew, we're finally all home and we're safe." And I can remember thinking, oh my gosh, how are we going to back out of this? How are we going to get back to normal? And so it's been really, just as we went in slowly, now we're coming back out slowly. And this vaccine distribution, I mean, I think even the governor was caught off guard by having two press conferences in a row this week to realize that, hey, you could even bump it up even faster than he thought we could.
Right.
And I know I heard your story about the chancellor saying that there's going to be a lot of vaccine distributions on campus next week with the Johnson & Johnson. I mean, it's happening, I believe, at a faster pace than people had hoped, and that's just really fabulous news.
What do you think is going to be the biggest benefit as we not only enter this warmer time of the year and continue to ramp up eligibility, and as we're seeing kind of capacity limits, all of these things coming together, what do you think is going to end up being the biggest benefit for the community?
Wow. You know, I guess, you know, a couple of things go through my mind. One is just an appreciation for how fragile we are, you know,
sure.
And how I was at the, I know you were too, at the Chamber, their event this week, where we looked at how many of our community members fared just fine during the last year, but then how many were just, you know, oh my gosh, in peril and still are. So I think that's a huge thing is just realizing, you know, I think maybe a year and a half ago, we thought we were kind of invincible, and we're not. You know, you hear about these old Spanish flus, and you're like, wow, it would have been terrible to be around during that time. And it's like, hey, we're living through that right now, a similar pandemic. So I hope it's a greater appreciation for just people's station in life and hardships. I also think that, you know, it will change, I think, the way that everyone approaches health. You know, for instance, we don't have as many flu deaths or if the flu this year, we haven't had as much because everyone's wearing masks. You know, maybe it'll help us rethink just ways in general that we can just be more safe anyway. You know, like I know I was talking to someone and they were saying, I don't know if I'll shake hands anymore. I might just bump elbows always, you know.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how those, and then of course the other thing is just the use of technology and things like the Carborough Food Hub. I mean, I think some things will last out of this, and some of those things will be very good, I think.
Yeah, we will continue to monitor all of it as it does adjust over time. Once again, speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, everything Town of Carborough, head to townofcarborough.com. This time of year also marks an anniversary that I know is not exactly special to the town, but one that has meant a lot to you, which was the passing of HB2 and then the town government's response to HB2, which was a pretty significant one once that passed, when was it, 5 years ago?
Yeah, and it was funny. I was thinking this morning, exactly 5 years ago today in Carborough, we held a special meeting because our community was so outraged at HB2. It was on a Saturday of Easter weekend, and we had over 100 people come down to town hall, and the sole purpose of the meeting was to hear people, person after person, talk about how horrible the bill was, and then we passed a really awesome resolution, you know, condemning that bill. We kind of had foresight, I think, condemning the bill and just outlining ways that the town of Carborough was going to make clear that we did not in any way support HB2. And so, you know, that was 5 years ago today, that meeting. But so 5 years ago earlier this week was when they passed it, Brighton. It was, I think, 5 years ago Tuesday. And, you know, it occurred to me earlier this week, the General Assembly, they introduced in the House, this House Bill 358 titled Save Women's Sports Act, which is really another attack on our transgender community. And the General Assembly chose Tuesday, the five-year anniversary of HB2, to file that bill. And that bill has been filed, a similar bill has been filed in, I think, over half of the states now, as part of a political agenda of the right in a lot of the states. And it's, you know, it's just, it's really, really discouraging because it just attacks children, it attacks youth, who are already going through a hard enough time, you know, with just regular school, but let alone if you're wrestling with your gender identity. It, like many of these bills we see, it attacks a problem that's really not there. And so it's a really, really a sad thing. And we're trying to get out messaging and statistics and information to people so they can understand that it's not necessary.
Yeah, when you see legislation like that advancing through the state government, how do you feel in terms of working the local government here in Carborough, because it is so against the values that you as mayor and other elected officials for Carborough have really championed?
Yeah, it's really sad, it's really discouraging, and it makes me hurt for members of our community, the transgender members of our community. And you know, I can speak, you know, I know when they pass these bills that purposely attack, for example, gay people. You know, I feel it personally. And so I feel it, you know, not as a member of that community, but as someone who understands compassion for minorities. And the thing is, it's all political. I mean, it probably won't even if it did pass the House and the Senate, you know, we've got a veto-proof majority. In many of these states where these are being introduced, they know they have no way of going anywhere, but they're really meant out there to just kind of, I don't know, rile up the base, to get people all upset about what they consider a social issue, and to really, you know, the long-term effect really is it harms people. It harms, you know, trans youth. It harms, you know, progressive communities. It harms all of us who just kind of want everyone to be able to just, you know, live justly in this world.
Yeah, it goes to show the difference of how things are here compared to elsewhere in the state and even in Raleigh. Once again, we're speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and we've got to begin wrapping up here. Lydia, one thing I did want to touch on, and it was some news that we covered a little while ago. We saw that the Associated Press reported on this lawsuit actually filed against the town by the former fire chief, Susanna Schmidt-Williams, who claims that the town manager, David Andrews, did not take her claims of sexual harassment while she was fire chief seriously, and instead Andrews heard the counts of those who were accused of the harassment and declined the punishment that Williams had determined as chief. David Andrews retiring in July, and I know that obviously with a lawsuit involved here, there's probably not much that you can say, but is there anything that you kind of know about this in terms of and what you can tell us from the town government side?
You know, I think what I can tell you is pretty much what I read in the newspaper also, and that is that this lawsuit was filed, I think, in January. It picked up some steam in the public press in March. It was a lawsuit filed, you know, when you file a discrimination type lawsuit with the EEOC, at the end of that process, if it's not pursued by the EEOC, you're given a right to sue letter. And so, you know, evidently this employee got a right to sue letter and is suing, you know. I don't know in any way or form that it's not related in any reason to the way he's leaving in any way to the reason he's leaving. You know, we had talked about that separate from this issue. I'm really, you know, proud of our manager and hate to see him go. We all hate to see him go. And so those two are not related. I think it's just the timing of the suit that is being brought about by this former employee.
Sure. Once again, townofcarborough.com, the place to go to for all things local government. And anything else, Lydia, that you want to add that's going on around our community, either this weekend or in the next week, that folks should know about?
Yeah, I guess I'll say, you know, this week we did not have a meeting. Next week is our fifth Tuesday, so we don't ever have a meeting on the fifth Tuesday.
It's been a really full month of March.
it's we've been busy. And we also, though, are every now and then we have a closed session, I will say, because we're also behind the scenes working on that town manager search, because we know he's leaving at the end of July, and so we're in the process of kind of moving things along on that front. So never fear, we're still working. So
lots of stuff going on. And once again, the website, townofcarborough.com, to go to for that and many other things happening around our community. And Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thanks so much again for taking the time.
Thank you, Brighton.